Perkhes Mishnah Beis. This, in my mind, is the introduction to the Perk, if you will. I'm going to say the same thing I did earlier in the week. The rules are very simple. I don't know why the Mishnah did it exactly this way, but I'll tell you how I understand it. Very straightforward. The rules are, as we said before, I'm just doing the math again here. When a person dies, there's a simple hierarchy of who goes before whom. Number one on the list is sons. I'm not discussing the Pishtim. There's a separate din that the firstborn boy gets a double portion. That's on the side. In terms of who are the heirs, the first line is the son. Let's put the son. Sons, if there are sons. And included in the sons are anybody who's a direct descendant of the son. So if the son happens to not be around, but there's the grandson through that son, those sons are first in line, and they're equal. Meaning, in other words, if there are two, there were two sons, Reuben and Shimon. Reuben's dead, but Reuben left the kid Levi. So now you have Shimon the Shimon the son of the dead guy, and Levi the grandson of the dead guy also. With me? Here's Yaakov. Here's Yaakov. He had two kids.
Two lines.
Exactly. He had two kids.
Front level, one second level. Front level is the son. The second level is the grandson.
Right. But I want to say, here's the two sons. Here's Reuben. Here's Shimon. Okay. Now, Shimon ended up dying, but he had a son, Levi. Okay. So really, that Yaakov's estate flows equally to the two sons. Forget Bechor. Okay. And since Shimon's not around, it will go to his son Levi. So Levi will get 50%, and Reuben will get 50%. Okay? Because Levi is his father, so to speak, and there are two sons. So number one is sons. If there are no sons, the second list is the daughters.
Just double check.
Yeah?
Had Shimon been there before, and he was supposed to get the double portion. The double portion also.
Levi get right? Exactly. Levi will get 67%. Exactly. Now, the second is daughters. If this Levi's dead, or never was, Reuben's dead, or never was, but there is also a girl, here's Dina. Okay? So Dina becomes inheritor of all 100%. Dina's a circle, she gets 100%. And if there be two sisters, right? Okay, so then Dina as well as whatever her name's going to be. Her name's going to be Shelley. Dina and Shelley each get 50%. What? That's my wife. That's okay. So that's that. I don't know if the other daughter. There were no. It's a machlok. Whatever. So, second is daughters. Third, if there's no sons and no daughters, is the father. Okay, this is how I'm saying. Not the mission says it. So. There's no Dina and no Shelley, no Rachel, no Reuben, no Shimon. So then, Yaakov has no direct descendants anymore. It goes up to his father. That was Yaakov. It goes up to his father, Yitzchak. Okay? And if Yitzchak isn't around anymore, because Yitzchak's dead, we'll go to Yitzchak's other children. Right? Yitzchak had another child that is Jewish. So then we'll go down to him. Okay? We'll call him Esav, the Jew. Okay? So, Yaakov still ends up in Esav's pocket. So that's father. Now, I'm not calling Esav, the brother, a new line. Because really, it's the father, and any extension of him is part of him. So Esav really is just Yitzchak extended. So when Yaakov dies, it goes down to Esav. And that's the rule. Now, I say it's the whole rule, but if you want to put a fourth, it would be father's father. I keep on recursing back to the father. So if there is no Esav, and Yaakov died, and he had no children, so he has no son and no daughter and no father, then we'll go to his father's father. There he is, Avram. Okay, and Avram is the inheritor. So if Avram's not alive, we'll go to Avram's boys, Avram's girls, if not Avram's father. Keep coming back like that. Okay, that's the whole gist. All I haven't discussed is what's with the wife. We're not getting that right now. Okay. Now, so, Seder Nechalos Kachu. This is the order for inheritance. The Pasuk says, Ish Kiyamos, when a man dies, Uven Eimo, when he has no son, Vaharavtem Es Nechaloso Levito. Then you transfer his inheritance to his daughter. So that means you see from that, ben kodim levas, that a son comes before a daughter. And it speaks out here, v'chol yotze yerecho shel ben, any extension of the son comes, he is kodemus levas. So in other words, Yaakov had these four kids here, there's Dinah, Shelley, Reuven, and Shimon. So Reuven and Shimon get before Dinah and Shelley. If Shimon's not around, let's make it simple, and Reuven's around either, but Levi, is it Levi, Shimon's son, is around. So Levi, the Yotze Yerech of Shimon, gets before his aunts, Yaakov's direct daughters, Dinah and Shelley. Okay? So, because he really is an extension, Levi here is an extension of Shimon. Okay? And the second thing is, Bas Kodemes La'achim, a daughter, meaning Dinah over here, Yaakov died. So Dinah, his daughter, gets ahead of Yaakov's brother, that's what the Mishnah says, Esav. Okay? Now, I would, like I told you before, I would really call Esav his father's son. Why? Because in my schematic here, there's no mention of brothers. There's two relationships, a son, daughter, father. Then father's father, and son's daughter, and so on. But anyways, the point is, clearly, we'll get to the father in a second, in the Mishnah. The point is, if Yaakov has a daughter, here she is, Dinah, she is before Yaakov's paternal brother, Esav. Okay, so the daughters come before the brothers, the son, then daughter. She's number two on the list. And, Yotze Yerecha Shel Bas Kodem Lachim. Her direct progeny, Dina's kids, there's his name is Ralph. What did I tell you? So Ralph, Dina's kid, gets before Esav, the brother. Okay? Now, Achim Kodmin La'acheha Av, brothers, meaning Esav, Yaakov's brother, gets before the father's brothers. That was Yitzchak. There's Yitzchak over here. He had a brother. Then it's Ishmael. Okay? So, Esav, Yaakov's brother, comes before Yitzchak's, his father's brother, Ishmael. Okay? Again, the reason why is because, as I said before, when exactly his father's brother. So when Yaakov dies, he has no children, it'll go to his father, Yitzchak. If Yitzchak isn't around, the point of the mission is it goes down to Yitzchak's son, who's his Yotze Yerech, his direct descendant, and not across or whatever, up and then down again through Yitzhak to his father, up and down to Ishmael. So the Yaakov's brother, that's before Yaakov's paternal uncle, his father's brother. Fine. Zeaklal, the principle is Kola Kodam ben Nachala, whoever is ahead in the list, you know, it's son before daughter, daughter before father, father before father's father. Those people, whoever's in the list, Yotze Yerecho Kodman. Their direct descendants are also first. So again, the son's daughter comes before the daughter. The daughter's son comes before the father, etc. Okay? And the ha'av, the father is kodem l'chol yotze yerecho. The father comes ahead of his own direct descendants. So in other words, if there are no direct descendants out of Yaakov, before you talk about going to the Yitzchak's other direct descendants, meaning Yaakov's brother, you go to Yitzchak. So if Yitzchak happens to be alive, he will keep it, and of course when he dies, then it will go down to his brother, his son, it will go down to Yitzchak's son, Esav. Okay.